Jason. You ready, sir? Okay. Well, let the right group start you off then. Okay, let's go. With an oink oink here, an oink here, an oink here, and Paul McDonald. Oh! Hey, something's wrong here. Let's try it again. I know, we need another director. Ron, why don't you come on up here? Hey, Ron! Ron, you're the right group. Let's see if
let's hear the right group. Let's hear the left group.
Okay, good enough. Okay, left group, let's start. Oh, McDonald, have fun. Oh, McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O,
and Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and Old McDonald here and Old McDonald there, E-I-E-I-O, and Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
McDonald had a farm, yeah, yeah, oh. But, yeah, we'll just put that right in the middle. You know, where the animal goes, you just put all the sounds right in there. Just clear as mud. Here we go, ready? Oh, McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O,
and
on
his farm he had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on his farm he had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
That's it. Great. Well, that didn't even work. Well, I think, you know what? Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. Let's give Ron a hand. Okay, before we have our skit, we need Ken to tell us about it, but Ken's kind of shy. And so we have to get Ken up here. So let's all say, we want Ken.
We want Ken. We want Ken.
Well, you know, we've heard a lot about peanuts lately. Anybody heard about peanuts lately? Peanuts. There are all kinds of peanuts. There are peanut farms, and there's this kind of peanuts and that kind of peanuts, but there's a special type of peanut called a goober. You know what a goober is? A goober is a great, big, fat peanut. We don't have a great, big, fat peanut, but we got a goober podunk, and he's coming down the aisle now, and he is the big goober!
Thank you. If you're wondering as to the unusually large number of microphones, our program is being recorded tonight, So watch your language, please. Now, really, it's our program is being recorded in stereo. It hurts in both ears at once. Actually, a lot of people said they like what I do better than music. In fact, some people said they'd rather hear me sing than eat, and if you were here at dinner, you probably heard me eat. All the songs that you'll be hearing have just been released on my new album called Music to Leave the Room By. It's on the Red Seal label. I don't know why they did that, probably because I'm in the red and I sound like a seal. There's some great hits on that album. There's a tender love ballad called I'm Building My Love Nest in the Trees Because You're for the Birds. And who'll ever forget that old Western favorite? He was tall in the saddle till his blister broke. Then there's the theme from the TV Western, Shoot Low, Marshall, He's Riding a Shetland. And you've heard the song, I Want a Gal Just Like the Gal That Married Dear Old Dad. Well, I do the Arabic version called, Oh, What a Baghdad Had. I'd like to do a number now that was written and inspired by an old girlfriend of mine. Her name was Grinnelda Craig Nasty. She had everything a man would want. Muscles, mustache, crew cut, tattoo. She had the longest nose of any girl I've ever known. In fact, her nose was so long she could smoke a Benson and Hedges in the rain without getting it wet. She was washing her hair one day and got her nose stuck in the overflow drain. One night she was tossing and turning in her sleep and got her nose stuck in her ear and sneezed and blew her brains out. Every girl has the right to be ugly, but she abused the privilege. She had the awfulest manners of any girl I've ever known. I took her out to eat one night, and when I saw her scratch her back with her fork, I just about dropped a whole handful of mashed potatoes. She was kind of tall. In fact, she was so tall she could hunt geese with a rake. But you talk about ugly. When she walked into a room, the mice jumped up on chairs. She had the most charming left eye. I know it was because the right one kept looking at it all the time. And she had complexion like a peach, yellow and fuzzy. One time she went to have her face lifted, and when they saw it was underneath, they let it back down. Most women go in the door marked entrance. She goes in the one marked emergency. And it wasn't really hair that she had there. It was more like nerve ends. It was more like her spine growed up and haired over was kind of what it was like. We used to go out on dates together. You know, I'd drive up in front of her house and honk the horn, and she'd come running out, barking and biting at my tires. One night we was getting ready to go out on a date, and it was pouring rain, and she said, "Well, if you're going to take me out, you're going to have to call me a taxi." And I said, "Okay, you're a taxi." That just tore her up. She went out and drank a gallon of varnish. It killed her, but it gave her a real nice finish. Well, she hit me on the head and she tore my clothes. She blacked my eye and broke my nose. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. She changed her front door lock, you see, and then she sicked her dog on me. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. Well, I caught her in the kitchen, put arsenic in my tea. I'll think she's mad at me. When our date last night was through, she said, "Don't call me, I'll call you. I don't think my gal loves me anymore." Now when I call her on the phone, she answers and says that she's not home. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. She shoves me down the stairs and counts to see how many times I've bounced. I don't think my gal loves me anymore. Well, I caught her fooling with the brakes beneath my car today. Why, gee, that's awful nice of her to fix my car that way. She's got a rifle. For your sympathy. As you can tell, I sing from my heart. It's a lot easier on my throat. Most of the songs that I do are tragedies. It's not so much the song, it's the way I do it. Now really, these are songs that Ken wanted me to do very badly, and that's just the way I'm going to do them. I'd like to do a number now for anyone here in our audience who happens to be in the military or former military. Hi, Bill. I was in the service, and you know, Army life isn't so bad. I mean, where else can you lay around in bed till 4:30 in the morning doing nothing? Yeah, probably you just read in our newspaper the new secret weapon that the United States has now for capturing submarines. They have convoys of destroyers that go out, and they each ship carries thousands of gallons of green paint on board. And when they locate a submarine on the sonar, they chase them until the submarine goes on the bottom and sits quietly. And then the convoy on the surface forms a circle above them, and they sit quietly. In the meantime, they start pouring all this green paint overboard, and the green paint is just covering the surface of the water. And pretty soon the submarine comes up to look around to see what's happening. And as the periscope breaks the water, the green paint covers the glass. And they think they're still underwater, so they keep coming up. When they get up to 10,000 feet, they shoot them down with the anti-aircraft guns. Now, I remember I was in the Air Force over in, what's that place? Bitburg. Yeah, that's right. I was standing on the corner one day, and a second lieutenant came by, and He said, "Soldier?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Is that your cigarette butt laying there?" I said, "No, sir, you can have it. You saw it first." Oh, you hear a lot about the food in the Army, but we had a sign in our chow hall that said, "Food is ammunition, so don't shoot the enemy, invite him to dinner." I remember we were getting ready to ship out to go overseas, and the captain who marched us down to the pier stuttered, and 12 of us marched off the end of the pier before he could say, "Halt." Well, then the colonel came by and he said, "Fall in." And I said, "Sir, I already been in." Well, we were out to sea 12 days, and I was sick 12 days. I'm the only one that ever crossed an ocean by rail. Now, there were several of us hanging over the side there, and somebody said, "Hey, is the Brigadier up yet?" And I said, "Man, if I ate it, it's up." He said, "Well, you got kind of a weak stomach, haven't you?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know. I'm throwing as far as the rest of these guys." The captain called us all together and he said, "Men, we're going over the top at 4 and that's when I showed my true colors. I went up to the captain, I said, "Sir, I'd like a furlough." He said, "What's the matter with you? Haven't you got any red blood in your veins?" And I said, "Yes, sir, and I don't want to see any of it either." Well, we went over the top at 4 and hit the beach, and the biggest problem was there weren't enough trees for all the officers. Then somebody hollered, "Fire at will," and everybody thought I was Will. The war made me a nervous wreck, as you can plainly see. So back in 1941, they almost drafted me. I'm just a drafted volunteer. They put me in the paratroops. I made a jump one day. My chute, it didn't open, but I come down anyway. I'm just a drafted volunteer. The mess hall serves a balanced meal, at least that's what they claim. Then I found out just what they mean, the beans always the same. I'm just a drafted volunteer. I went to see my chaplain, as all good soldiers will. When I told him my troubles, we both went over the hill. I'm just a drafted volunteer. And then they made a movie for all the world to see. It's all about my army life. They named it after me. They called it Old Yeller. Old Yeller, the drafted volunteer. You can tell I'm a rural folk. In fact, I never wore a tie and shoes till I came around here, but the first pair of shoes I ever had, I wore them out from the inside out. How about this one? I had some news from back home. We had a big fire back home. It started in the bathroom. Everything was all right. We got it out before it spread to the house. I'd like to do a number now for all the children in our audience. Mom. Gingerbread, if I would sweep the floor. She said, if I
24 in the little red book. We'll sing the first, the third, and the last. Let's all stand for this one, if you will, please. Here we go. Ready?